Chapter 8. Agathon saves Octavio. Agathon stops. He can't abandon his young pupil. He must return and save him. He turns around and runs back to the house. One of the house slaves sees him.
Don't be an idiot! Run!
No, I can't abandon the boy.
The slave is right, but Agathon doesn't listen to him. The walls of Cato's villa are falling, and he must hurry. He enters Octavio's bedroom and finds the child. He's lying on the floor with his arms over his head. Octavio sees Agathon and cries.
What's happening?
He asks.
I'm frightened.
Agathon doesn't answer him because there isn't any time.
I must take him to a safe place,
he thinks. But Octavio is small and he can't run quickly. Rocks are falling from the sky and they can kill Agathon and Octavio. Octavio climbs onto Agathon's back. There are two pillows on the bed. Agathon takes one and holds it over his head. It is over Octavio's head too. The walls of the house tremble and Agathon runs outside with the boy on his back. They reach the street and then Cato's house collapses.
My beautiful mural!